Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsor for our program, and that's Growmark, locally owned, globally strong. In this week's program, we are going to meet Eco Agro Resources, a company that we'll become more familiar with, and some exciting announcements they have. And I have with me Andrew Semple, who is the CEO for Eco Agro Resources. And so, first of all, Andrew, welcome to the program. And let's just start out telling us a little bit about your company and what you guys do.
Hi, Chuck. Thanks for having us on here. Eco Agro Resources is a group of experienced individuals from the ag industry that all share a common goal, and it's a passion to feed the world. We all know that the world population is going to boom. We're expecting by 2020 that there's over 9 billion people on the planet. And to be able to feed these people, we know that we have to double the existing food production, and we have to do that with less land. So what we focus on are efficiencies, and efficiencies that relate to ways that we can help feed the world. So we're based in Sarasota, Florida. We're a team that's been around in the industry for a number of years and have developed slow release and controlled release and inhibitor technologies to work with fertilizers to make them better.
Well, that's my hometown and my mother's hometown, so I know just where you are. And look, maybe we'll have an opportunity to stop by there in the near future.
Great.
Would love to do so. Well, you guys had a couple of big announcements this week. I know the Fertilizer Institute was having its big meeting, so a lot of things going on in this area as we are kind of looking ahead to a new planting season for a lot of crops in the country. First of all, tell us a little bit about this teaming up with eCompany that you've done, because I think it sounds like their technology ties right into what you're talking about, what you do.
Yeah, absolutely, Chuck. It's a it's a terrific technology. It's a polymer-coated urea, polymer-coated NPK fertilizer technology. It's a state-of-the-art patent-pending process plant that is in the Netherlands. And we've come to an arrangement with them that we will be their exclusive marketers of the E-Coat products here in North America. And we'll cover the geographies of agriculture as well as specialty agriculture, turf, and horticulture.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that when will you actually be offering those products, or are you already at that point?
Yeah, we're at that point. 2015, we plan to launch product into the market and make it available. The ideas have already been very well received by companies. They're looking for an alternative source of these high-end technologies. And we're very excited to be the one to lead the forefront with E-Coat into the North American market.
Well, talking about another company now, you also announced that you're joining forces with Solvay NovaCare. Tell me a little bit about what it is that you guys are looking to do together and, you know, basically how their company fits together with yours.
Well, we're really thrilled about this this opportunity with Solvay and their NovaCare division. Solvay is a 150-year-old company. They're based in Europe. They're publicly traded. And we have partnered with them, and as a press release would show, is that we've joined forces to take their technologies that they have that are used to make fertilizer more efficient and utilize our sales teams and our marketing teams to be able to market those particular products in North, Central, and South America.
Now, you mentioned, of course, that you're based or started in Florida, but have, I guess, offices in other states. and even in other countries for that matter. But with these type of announcements that you've got, does that just imply that you're really looking at growth not only here in North America but also around the world then?
Absolutely. We started this company, Eco Agro Resources, in 2013, and we started here just selling in the U.S., and today we're in 17 countries, and we plan to continue to grow and continue to add additional resources, ramp up, and be very aggressive in this marketplace and make sure we help spread the word that there are enhanced efficiency fertilizers out there available from companies like Eco Agro Resources, and we look forward to the one-on-one partnerships that we can have with distributors that will eventually bring those technologies to the farmer.
Well, looking at what we spend a lot of time focusing on with AgWired, and especially as in the precision area, this type of technology for the products that you're talking about seem like they tie in very, very well with a well-thought-out precision strategy for more efficiently making use of inputs such as fertilizer for all types of crops. I mean, how do you see or project in your mind the growth of that, not only just here in the U.S., but in other countries?
Yeah, so globally, these precision or enhanced efficiency fertilizer products have a market penetration just around 1%. So it's very much in its infancy stages globally. But in certain countries, ones that are a little more advanced with accepting of technologies, there, as an example here in the U.S., there's 10 to 15% market adoption. So we feel that, when we give these stories about these technologies, at the end of the presentation, we ask the question, why would a person not use this? And 99% of the time, the answer is because they don't know about it.
Yeah. Well, that's what people like us are here for, is to help them know about it. And we certainly will do that because we can point them to your website, of course. And we will do that in the story post that we do. What else would you like people to know that we haven't touched on here about what's going on with Eco Agro Resources? Because it sure sounds like you guys have moved fast, in terms of a growth effort in a pretty short period of time.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thanks, Chuck. Yes, we have. We are moving fast, but some of our senior management team, they have the vision that we need to get big and get big fast, and we're capitalizing on the strengths that we have of being a small company and being nimble and being able to adapt to our customers and distributor needs in the marketplace. So we're actually growing, and we have goals to grow extremely quickly. It's definitely that hockey stick growth pattern that you'd see on a financial chart. Mm-hmm. Just before, actually, these two announcements recently, we announced that we did a joint venture type arrangement with Hocking International Laboratories, based in the San Diego area, and Hocking is producing all of our products for us, all of the inhibitor products, and he's doing this with a capability of 3 million gallons per year, with a scalable ability to go up to 6 million gallons per year in the same facility. So we're very excited about that. That may speak to what we're expecting in the future as far as the adoption. These products first entered the market back in the late 90s, and they've been around long enough now that we're just on the cusp of a broader market adoption.
Yeah. Well, you talked first about the idea of what these farmers are going to have to do in order to feed a growing population, and everything that I hear in conferences I go to is, how are we going to do this without more land? So that means we have to become more efficient with what we've got. And I think farmers, I know here in the United States, have shown that in a big way. But these types of products look to make them continue to be more efficient, even using, because land is kind of a limited resource in a way, you know?
You bet. You bet. For sure. And the definition of urban sprawl, where people are, you know, as the population increases, they're actually, you know, building homes on farmland and those type of things. So we actually have a declining amount of farmland that's going to be available.
Mm-hmm.
Another challenge that our growers globally are going to have to consider is legislation and environmental regulations that prevent them from applying more fertilizer and applying certain rates. And so with these type of technologies, they can have a peace of mind and confidence that if they apply it at the correct rate with these type of technologies, that they're not going to suffer yield losses and in most cases get yield gains.
Very good point. Very good point. Okay, well, I'm glad we were able to connect. And like I told you, you're in my hometown. I live out in the other side of the state now in Pensacola, but plan to actually get through there later on this spring. And if all goes well, maybe I can fit an extra day in to stop by and say hello.
Excellent. Please stop by. We'd love to show you around the office, and we appreciate everything you guys do for the industry. Thank you.
All righty. Well, that's Andrew Semple. He is the CEO for Eco Agro Resources, and we've been talking about some of their exciting announcements as their company is obviously off on the fast track. So that's the Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.